Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we first look at what's going on in the overnight markets as far as trade is concerned on the livestock side, I'll keep an eye on what's going on as far as the cash market is concerned. Still have not seen any activity as far as the Southern Plains feedlots are concerned, so we'll wait and see how those numbers turn out as far as trade. Overall, we had seen offers at 185 to 186. We did see a few dress trades in Nebraska yesterday at 292, reported 186 to 187 back on Tuesday. Box beef trade was lower as well. Overnight grain market, there is where we may see some positives in this market, as we had an overnight trade that was higher across the board in the wheat futures, about 7 to 8 cents higher, corn futures 6 cents higher, soybean futures about 13 cents higher overall. As far as Wall Street, the Dow futures were sharply higher in the overnight trade, up 169 in the Dow futures, NASDAQ futures up 125.5, S&P 500 and the futures there up 30.25. So that may bode some good signs as far as Wall Street is concerned. Other than that, we'll keep an eye on the weather as far as where we may see more chances for moisture. We did see some in the Texas Panhandle, a little bit in southwest Kansas, more of northwest and west central parts of the state that got that moisture yesterday. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.